time for Speed Jokes, the best of. We do this on Fridays about this time. We take the jokes that you sent us this week, and we see if we can find the joke we like the best. Here's joke of the week number one. What did the naughty soccer announcer get from Santa Claus? Joke of the week number two. What happens when you use the fireplace on Christmas Eve? You crisp Kringle. That one surprised me. That one was surprised. How have I only now heard that joke? Here's joke of the week number three. An easy way to make money is to take photos of salmon dressed in formal human clothes.
You can't make money doing that.
Yes, you can, Andy. It's like shooting fish in apparel. Number four. My wife said, you know, your mother's been with us for like 20 years now. Isn't it time she got a place of her own? And I said, my mother... I thought she was your mother. Holy cow! Get that lady out of here! Dave Bennett, you'll be glad you weren't here this week for this joke. What happens when you throw a blue rock in the Red Sea?
Well, it gets purple.
It gets wet, Andy. Come on. It's kind of like the dinosaur jokes
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, they're dead.
You're starting to catch on there, Dave.
I don't know. It's just a hunch.
I'll switch the punchline around on
yes,
you, if,
of
you
course.
If you do. Here's joke of the week number six.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray an atom walking into a bar, and John Williams will star as another atom.
Darn, I left my electrons in the car.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
We had a lot of jokes about physics, fission, and fusion because of that amazing Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory fusion news. Here is the next joke of the week. Hey, Andy, what do you call a group of 12 atoms?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Joke of the week number eight. Oh, no, I accidentally swallowed an atom bomb, Andy.
How are you feeling?
I have an atomic ache. How stupid are you, accidentally swallowed an atomic bomb? I mean, really, you'd think that maybe you shouldn't be playing with that thing. Here's joke of the week number nine.
Hey, Einstein, what's the matter with your atomic car?
I don't know. It doesn't seem to work.
Want me to look at it?
No, I'll take it to some quantum mechanics. Joke of the week number 10. Hey, here's a pro tip. Never make snow angels in a dog park. Every now and then our speed jokes are just outright helpful. Here's joke of the week number 11.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray Pi, and John Williams will star as the square root of negative one.
Get real.
Be rational. What? Back to the science jokes. I had a dream I just robbed a bank and was being chased by an element with the atomic number of 29. I shouted at the atom, "You'll never take me alive, copper." Well... I think we learn something sometimes on speed jokes. Isn't that nice? Here's number 13. I went to the doctor the other day complaining about my sore feet. He said, gout. I said, what do you mean? I just got here.
I like that one.
Here's our final joke of the week. Rudolph flunked the ninth grade, Andy.
I didn't know that.
Yep. He didn't study, so his teacher came up to him and said,
you go down in history.
He went down in history.